Hello, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is the bonus round where we give you that experience grind discussion you love in 10 minutes or less. Kyle, what are we talking about today?
Today, Ryan, we're going to be talking about your favorite childhood cartoon or the best childhood cartoon. And we have a very special guest this week. It's my good and best buddy, Casey Reuter, who you can't see it right now, but when we record later, he has the gnarliest fucking beard of all time, and it makes me mad. I think it's the best. It puts mine to fucking shame.
Oh, well, yeah, it's better than yours. Gnarly, I guess you meant in the good way. Not like the, that's shit. Like, that's gross.
Oh, no, yeah, gnarly, like, really awesome.
Complimented in Portland on my beard, which was very weird to me, because I was like, you see this stuff every day. But to be fair, it was an old black man, and he referenced ZZ Top.
Yeah, so you get that a lot. Sense, so.
Man, that's some ZZ Top shit you got going on, man.
So, best cartoons, man. I think we're all giant dorks, nerds. We grew up watching cartoons. I still watch cartoons to this day. But when you were a kid and you were getting home from school, what was the one you were excited for?
Well, that changes it.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to broad. What was the one you looked forward to watching the most whenever? If it was Saturday morning, I don't know.
I mean, cartoons specifically, I think the one that had, like, the biggest impact in my life when I could remember was, like, Toonami. Like, Cartoon Network, Toonami, After School, where they started the Sailor Moon reboot and Dragon Ball Z.
Yep, I looked forward to Dragon Ball Z a lot in high
school. Specifically Dragon Ball Z, yeah.
And they also had Gundam Wing was the big flagship of Toonami.
I never got into that one.
Oh, man, Giant Max, how can you not?
I was never a Gundam guy myself.
Because, I don't know, all my other friends were just, like a floating robot. For 10 minutes straight, and then like after an episode or three or four, you finally get a fight, and then it's over so quick.
You could say the same for Dragon Ball Z.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It takes you 8 episodes to scream a power up and Dragon Ball Z.
That is true. But Dragon Ball Z was out before Gundam. I was younger and probably dumber because I don't think I could watch Dragon Ball Z now and be okay with
it. They re-released it and it's like super condensed.
Yeah, if they condense
you'd have to do that.
Better, I feel.
Like the whole series abridged into an hour.
Yeah, not that short, but they cut a lot of the filler crap out. So.
Which there's a lot in those Japanese animes from that time specifically. What about you, Kyle?
I'd say honestly my favorite cartoon from childhood and one that I think that you still can easily watch today and the one that I probably watch the most is probably Batman the Animated Series.
Oh shit, that's a good choice.
That show is just on point constantly. They condense all these great stories into like 30 minutes. It's got that great gothic dark vibe that and it has the era of the 50s, but it's also got a lot of modern things in it too. It's just, but man, I used to love watching that show. It was on Channel 4 when I'd get home from school. I watched the shit out of Batman the Animated Series. A very close second would probably be Gargoyles. I was also really into Gargoyles.
Never got into that. I saw a few episodes and I was like, man, it's same animation style as Batman, but it's just not as cool.
It really wasn't, yeah. And that Batman show, like, still holds up today.
Oh, very
like,
much, still good.
Like, you were talking, and I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about, like, X-Men and Spider-Man from Fox around the same time.
Spider-Man doesn't hold up.
Does
if you go back and watch
Spider-Man,
no.
Does not hold up.
They would not let him punch. He could not be shown punching enemies. Mm-hmm. So
why was that?
Just because they didn't want to show violence in a child's cartoon. And all the police officers in modern-day New York use laser guns.
Right next to it was, like, X-Men, though, which was, like, super violent. I think it's because Spider-Man's like the kiddie cartoon.
And
like,
X-Men, you know, they could be more because all they did was fight Sentinels. So they could use their powers and blow off legs because it's
and
a robot.
Aliens. Yeah. Like, there would always be some kind of weird alien for them to slice through.
So, but yeah, in the entire series of Spider-Man the cartoon, never once punches anybody. Occasionally, I think he throws like 3 kicks. But it's really weird.
Well, kicking is a lot less violent.
Apparently, yeah. Especially when you're swinging on a pendulum.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Casey?
My favorite cartoon from childhood, I would have to say, is Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh, very nice choice, too.
I forgot all about the Nick cartoons.
Man, I love Nick Jr. We watched that crap.
Well, that wasn't
Nick
Jr., though.
Nick Jr. is like Blue's Clues.
That was Nick Jr. back in the day.
What's the Rocko Bill Cosby
was?
Show?
Rocko was
Little
Jr.
Bill.
There's no way.
I'm almost
There's
positive
no
that
way.
It was Nick Jr. back in the day.
I don't remember that.
For, like,
I remember being
babies,
like...
And like Rocko's Modern Life
well,
had like
when,
that edge
well,
to
no,
it.
No, see, that's when Nick Jr. just came out. They didn't really know like
what to do with it.
Oh, that could be.
I'm sure that Rocko got past a lot of people because they were like, it's just a flipping wallaby. Like, you're not going to. Like, come on, he's cute. He's got a cute little dog named Spunky.
I know.
Spunky. Oh, that's. Oh, that's sperm.
Yeah. I know that the guy that created the show, his goal was to just sneak in as many double entendres and innuendos as possible.
He almost did a little bit of the same thing, I think, with Camp Lazlo.
Yeah.
Because Camp Lazlo is pretty much the same type of deal. I mean, they use the same voice character, too. The guy from Reno 911, I can't think of his name. He plays Garcia.
Oscar something.
Yeah. He's the voice of Rocco and Laszlo, and that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, that's really weird thing to see.
Reno 911.
I also really like Doug, if we're talking Nickelodeon cartoons.
Yeah,
Doug
that's was, the one. Yeah. As soon as you said Rocco's Modern Life, I was like, I love that. But Doug.
Yeah,
like,
Doug is great. And if you can watch Doug on Hulu right now, all the old episodes.
Awesome. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
What about when it was revamped on the Disney Channel?
I did not like that.
He had longer sleeves.
Yeah.
Man.
And he was in
was
like
that college years?
Like, no, no. It was just like school. It was like, I thought it was junior high. Yeah. I thought it was just like junior high. But yeah, I love Doug as a kid. I don't know, man. There's so many good cartoons. I was big into Tailspin and Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm. All the Disney Channel
stuff. Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, loved Rescue Rangers. But yeah, I think Batman is going to take the cake for me easily. Yeah.
You guys are also forgetting about the MTV cartoons.
Yeah, Eon Flux, The Head.
I left those out because I really wasn't allowed to watch those as a kid or a teenager. I watched them.
I remember.
But we did.
I did.
I saw them
sure.
later on.
And Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked Beavis. I remember when the kids burned down their house and there was this big thing of Beavis and Butthead being responsible. But, you know, of course, never the poor parenting.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the cartoon's fault. You blame the cartoon that's for not children.
Yeah. I only got to sneak one episode of Beavis and Butthead in when I was a kid. And it was the one where they washed the dog. And that's all I could say for like 2 years afterwards.
I think
like,
that's more.
Washing the dog. Huh?
That's probably more why parents didn't want their kids to watch Beavis and Butthead, just because they didn't want to hear
it
repeated ad infinitum. You want to hear your kids say, I'm the great cornholio a billion times?
I need TP for my bunghole.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Daria also.
I really liked Daria.
Daria was like, it was like, there was Doug. And then I graduated, and it was Daria. After that, was like the character
for the,
I related
the still
to
awkward person you can relate to. I like Eon Flux, man. Yeah. If we're talking MTV, but I remember being very confused sexually as a kid about Eon Flux because I didn't know.
Yeah,
I knew that it was something, but I didn't know what yet.
I think when it came out, it was like I was younger than you, so like I maybe was not at that sexual age yet, where it was just like,
well, that's what I was
this
just like
scares me.
Cusping,
like, there's something
dark
and scary.
I was very
about
scared,
like,
but also into it. It was a very confusing time for young me.
Oh yeah,
the fly getting stuck in the eye.
Yeah, at the beginning.
That's like something that happens. Like, you know how you have to wake yourself up from a dream? Like, if a fly gets stuck in your eye in your dream, and you can't wake yourself up because you can't close your eye because the fly in your eye.
Yeah, when she catches it like a Venus. That's such a cool fucking image, man.
It's very memorable.
And the guy who drew that and wrote that, he did two of super callback here, two of our favorite Animatrix episodes.
Yeah.
Oh. And he also did a really cool show on Adult Swim later on called Rain, which was a
vampire.
No, it was a retelling of Alexander the Great.
Huh.
It was really cool. I didn't get enough credit. It was was weird, of course, like Eon Flux.
I would need more info because now you're telling me that I'm like, that doesn't sound like a cartoon I want to watch.
I mean, what, drawn by the dude that did Eon Flux?
I don't hypersexualized, like his weird art.
You
like
don't?
His,
I love it.
I
it's
still don't.
Weird.
Like, in the Animatrix, I'm still not crazy, but you should check that out in our episode of the Matrix and the Animatrix.
Yeah.
But no, his art's just weird. But like,
it's but what I like about his art,
telling of
it's,
Alexander
it's
the
unique.
Great, like I don't
know. No, but it's
that.
Not historical. I mean, it's super fucking weirded out. There's weird monsters. There's like space
stuff really happened. it's historical.
So I mean, they take a lot of liberties with it. It's pretty crazy. I really like it, but I don't know where you could even find it anymore. So
well, good luck finding
it. And I think maybe just to throw this one in here, the last one, I think we'll all agree. Although Casey is a more recent convert than I think maybe you will be, but South Park.
Well, that one was like teenage years for me. Yeah.
I remember that was another one that like my dad, when I would go visit him, he had Comedy Central before it was like more mainstream, so he wouldn't want me to watch it. But of course, I'd always watch it. So I don't know, man. So I guess Batman the Animated Series, Rocco, and what did you say?
I'll take Doug then.
Okay, you'll take Doug.
Doug.
That's a good choice.
Probably the best one.
It's very close.
Nickelodeon wins.
Yeah,
Nickelodeon does
win.
There
you go.
But I think Batman trumps all because he is the knight.
Batman beats everything.
What's great is the newer Batmans kind of hold up too. The animated ones, they're not that bad.
Well, maybe that's something we get into and talk about in the future because I've not seen any. So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this bonus round up. Casey, thanks for sticking around and talking about stupid cartoons with us.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And
I'm Casey.
Bye, guys.